This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Oh, hi. Hello. It's Gabe. Gabe Hogan from Ben and Gabe. You know that because you're listening to the podcast. Anyway, welcome. Guess what? We have another one. Here it is coming up for you right now. There's so much in there. There's more of our favourite segment, or Ben's favourite segment, Say My Name. You know, the one where Ben makes me look like an idiot. It's okay, Ben. I've got this. I can look like an idiot on my own. Go to joy.org.au to become a part of the family. Okay, that's a little bit cryptic. What I really mean is become a member. We need you. Oh, and also, I accidentally make a drug reference, okay? But Ben is all over it. And as usual, he throws me under the bus. Oh, and there's James at the news desk, the international man of mystery. Well, he gets a little bit kinky, which is really not like James. Or maybe it is. Who knows? He is, after all, a mystery. But that's enough from me. Here's Ben and me. There's more of me, but also more of Ben. Here it is.
Is just gone 7:30. You are listening to Ben and Gabe on Joy.
Good morning.
Good morning. Good morning. Good morning. Another Wednesday here in the Joy Studios. I'm very happy to be here.
Don't you just feel on top of the world?
I do. I think it's because we're on the 9th floor.
Yes. Wow, we could be on the 12th floor.
Are we?
No. I'm just saying, like, we could be higher.
Oh, we could be higher. Yes. Yeah. Well, I mean, we could be on the 50th floor. We could.
How have you been, Gabe?
Pretty good.
Yeah.
Look, you're doing a little bit of a stretch and you're looking good.
Oh, thank you.
Those guns.
I'm just trying to get your attention.
Well, those guns are popping, Ben.
Oh, thank you.
Looking good.
Thank you.
Yeah, real. Wow.
Yeah.
A bit of tan as well.
Yeah, I was in the sun. I've been tanning by the pool the last couple of days.
By the pool? You got a pool?
Yeah. At my friend's beach house.
Oh, right.
Yeah.
Right. I did see your thirst trap picture on Instagram.
It wasn't a thirst trap pic.
Well, I got thirsty.
Oh, thank you.
Oh, yeah. Real thirsty. Looking good. Look, why are you smiling at me all cute right now?
I'm getting all nervous.
Oh, you are.
I don't know why.
It's looking good.
Yeah, no, there were some nice comments on my Instagram.
about that.
Including from our newsman, James.
Oh.
Who says his private chef liked it. Because our newsman has a private chef.
Does. What is the story with this private chef? Is it... Ooh.
Do you know that Tina Turner song Private Dancer? Do you remember that?
Sure.
I need a private dancer for money.
Is he a chef or a dancer? I mean, it's very dangerous.
I think he's a chef. He's not a dancer.
Okay.
No. Ooh. Anyway, but thank you for enjoying my body and my my said thirst trap pic. I would say it wasn't a thirst trap pic. It was just an artist.
Just a photo of you stretching next to a tree in the sunlight wearing a tiny, tiny pair of hot red Speedos.
With the perfect amount of 5 o'clock light.
It was lovely.
Yeah.
Was
our newsman James is giving us greasies, by the way.
Is he?
He's not happy.
He's looking through the window. Yeah. Oh, he listens.
Yes.
Morning, James. Hello. It's good to see you in here. We've got a great show. I'm very excited.
We do have a great show.
We have so many things to talk about.
We've got a big game to play later on in our show. We played it last week. We had a lot of fun with it.
One of us had fun.
Yeah, I had a lot of fun with it. It's called Say My Name. Mm-hmm. It's where you have to guess the names of celebrities, but not just guess, pronounce their names correctly.
Yes.
And it's so much fun.
For you, maybe.
Yeah.
Maybe. Reminds me of primary school. All the memories. No goods. Also, I want to talk about Prince Harry and Meghan Markle. Our official, unofficial royal family news. It's going to be good.
Well, they're leaving.
What are they up to?
What are they going to do?
Scallywags.
Oh, my God.
What are they going to do? How are they going to support themselves? We'll tell you more a bit later.
Tough news day, isn't it? Mm-hmm. Tough news day. Mm-hmm. Also, Gabe, in America, there's a bank robber, but not just any bank robber.
Yeah.
They're the Bad Wig Bandit.
Bad Wig. It's so good.
Yeah.
You sent me those photos of the Bad Wig Bandit, and oh my goodness, adorable. It's so cute.
Yeah.
I love it.
Anyway, we'll talk more about that. We've got some great songs coming up as well.
Mm-hmm.
Chris Rose.
Nice.
Adam Lambert.
Lovely.
Anastasia, who I always want to refer to as Anastasia.
Okay, well, see, you get things wrong every now and then. I also, just very quickly, I want to... There's a classic movie that's been turned into a TV show that I want to discuss.
Oh.
Yeah, it's going to...
Mm-hmm. Are they going to get a little bit nibbly in this show?
Oh, yeah, certainly are.
Can you do the sound effect?
No, I hate that sound effect.
Oh, really?
I hate it. Yeah. I hate it so much.
Gabe, this is like the world's longest intro in the world.
It is.
It's 50 seconds. Mm-hmm. I mean, we probably should just let people enjoy the song.
Yeah, the beat's going to drop eventually.
The beat is going to drop.
Mm-hmm. Well, everybody, I hope your morning's going well. We're here keeping you company, helping you get on the tram, get in the car, get to work, whatever you're doing, having a sleep in.
Do you want a bottle of water?
Yes, please.
I'll get you a bottle of water. You want some gum?
Yes.
Okay, cool.
Oh, here we go. Got any powder? Now, you've been telling me to get out of the studio.
I can't bloody trust you with anything.
You just said bloody.
You know, we played Alice DJ before, big classic from 2000s, probably a bit of a rave song, I'd imagine, back in the day.
Yeah, it was. It was.
Oh, it was. Oh, you can relate to that. Anyway, I can't make a bloody joke with you.
Yeah.
Just tongue and cheek. All I, you know, made a couple points about, you know, some bottled water and some gum.
Yeah.
You took it too far.
I didn't
you
take
really
it too
did,
far.
Gabe.
I didn't. Get your head out of there. This is not what I meant. So powder, right? Uh-huh. You know when you used to go to dance parties in warehouses and stuff and the Melbourne Shuffle was really in? Do you know? Well, I never.
Yeah, I'm not that old, but anyway.
I used to work behind a bar, so that's what how I know. Yes. Anyway, you'd put powder on the ground to help you dance and, like, sleep on the ground. Not, like, Johnson & Johnson's powder, not the expensive stuff, just some cheap talcum powder on the ground. Yeah, you don't. I didn't. That's what I meant.
Yeah.
Just dancing.
Yeah.
Dancing.
I feel like if you had the other powder, you'd probably see the, you know, Johnson & Friends. Remember the pink elephant? What a classic, Gabe. Does that take you back to your raving days?
I wasn't a raver. I was a little bit of a raver. It was a different time, Ben. It was a different time.
We're getting a bit of feedback on your supposed powder solution for the dance floor. Supposed. And when you say dance floor, please explain again for anyone that's just tuning in this moment.
I made a reference to powder and dance tunes.
Yes.
Because back in the day, they used to put powder on the ground so you could do the Melbourne Shuffle and shuffle your feet along. It was like a dance technique. Mm. So everyone had powder.
Everyone's very suspicious of this.
Brad from Melbourne, marvellous Brad, good morning. He said nobody I ever knew put powder, in inverted commas, on a dance floor to help them dance. If you were working behind a bar, I think you may have been drinking more than you served if you honestly believe they were. They were!
Were you doing some for me, some for you?
No, I'd never worked. I'd never got anything done but dance at a dance party. We've had a message in from Andy the tradie. Good morning.
Hi, Andy.
He's on Team Gabe. He said, I know
Someone's
what you're talking about.
Him.
And that's an old school thing. It's not that old, to be honest with you. See, Andy?
What are we talking here, 20 years ago?
Yeah. And he reckons you'd like to put some of the powder on his egg and bacon sandwich that will get him through the... Look, you can't
That might
dance.
Make you jump a bit, Andy.
I don't suggest you dance on your sandwich. It's not a good idea. See, it's innocent. It's.
But what time frame are we looking at here? 2000?
No, I not giving away anything.
What, just... Howard era? Howard years?
I don't know. What do you got for us now, Ben?
It's our new game.
Mm. Say my name, say my name.
Yeah, okay. I'll try.
We need to give people a little bit of a backstory of how this works.
I just love bringing this up.
I love bringing this up because you're very bad at pronouncing celebrities' names.
Yes, I
am. But you don't mean it.
No.
You just do it on the cuff.
Just comes out. Just comes out like that.
Yeah.
I don't know why. It's this weird block I've got going on.
So we've got Ricky Gervais.
Yep.
Jason Derulio.
There was
Keisha. Not Kesha.
Yeah.
Keisha.
Mm-hmm. There's been so many. Let's do this.
Are you ready?
As
Let's dim the
be.
Lights. Mm-hmm. Let's do it.
Okay.
Okay, Gabe. Oh, it's very dramatic. Uh-huh. Helen Folasad Adu was born in Nigeria but brought up in Essex, England.
Uh-huh.
Her band gained huge success in the 80s and early 90s with huge hits such as Smooth Operator, Your Love is King, and No Ordinary Love. Great songs. The band have not released an album since 2010's Soldier of Love. Helen's stage name is also the name of this iconic band. Her name is...
Let me have a look at this little piece of paper. Sade. Sade? Is that close?
Okay.
Sade? Sadie. Sad. Sade. I'm going with Sade. Okay, all right, okay. So you just really let me hang on that one. Thanks for that, Ben. Appreciate it. It's not Sade.
It's not Sade. It is... Where's my little right answer sound effect? I don't have it. It's Sade.
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 Sade. Sade.
Makes no sense. Okay. Okay.
Are you ready?
Yeah, I've got... Some... Is the point for me to get it wrong or get it right? I'm not sure.
I mean, hopefully
point.
Wrong, really, in the spirit of comedy.
Okay,
let's keep going.
Okay.
The 16-year-old actress, best known for her roles as Hush Puppy in the drama film Beasts of the Southern Wild and Annie Bennett Stacks in the 2014 remake of Annie. In 2012, she became the youngest actress ever to be nominated for an Academy Award with Best Actress. As well, she's the first and only person born in the 21st century to be nominated for an Oscar. This is a real feat. In 2014, she received a Golden Globe nomination for Best Actress in a Motion Picture, Comedy or Musical for okay. film for the film Annie. The name of this actress is...
You are a horrible man. How am I ever going to read that? Okay. Let's just have a go at it. Quevenzane Wellis. Of course.
Want another go?
Quevenzane.
One more go.
Quiz of another.
What do you say, quiz champion?
Wellis. Quasivan Hane. I am butchering this. We really need to stop. I mean, they're doing a remake of Hannibal. Okay. Okay.
Are you ready for what it is?
You better get this right. Go on. Go for it.
It is Quevenzane Wellis.
Okay. Yeah, of course you got it right. You probably Googled pronunciation.
Yeah,
okay,
of course.
Let's go.
All right.
Next one.
Robin Fenty was born February 20, 1988. She is a Barbadian singer and multi-platinum selling artist that has been filling dance floors with pop hits such as SOS, Umbrella and Diamonds. No. I really love this person. She has successfully gone on to produce a hugely popular makeup and fashion line that encompasses her family name. Everybody loves this style icon. This pop icon's name is...
Rihanna. Yeah? Rihanna? Yes, come on.
I'll give it to you. Sorry, my right answer sound effect's quite low.
Is it Rihanna?
It's Rihanna, but I'll give that to you. Well done.
Thank you.
Very good.
Two out of three wrong.
Yes.
It's not bad.
Yeah.
Look, I'm just...
I'm really glad you got Sade. I'm really glad you said Sade the cleaning lady. You've really sold her short.
No, look, I don't know who she is. I don't know who any of the... I mean, obviously I know who... We're going to move along.
Sade. Do you actually know the band Sade? Like you've heard...
Oh, the song
before.
That you mentioned before was good. I like that. Mm-hmm. It's good. I hate this game. It's no good.
This is Mika. It is Mika.
Mika. I'm pretty sure it's Mika.
Nah. It's Mika. You're a J.
It is time for the Ben and Gabe official unofficial royal family updates. In news, Prince Harry and Meghan Markle have defied the Queen and are stepping back from their position as senior members of the royal family. And now we hand over to Her Royal Majesty the Queen.
Today my family had very constructive discussions on the future of my grandson and his family.
How's this as a British accent? It's really bad, isn't it?
Pretty good.
My family and I are entirely supportive of Harry and Meghan's desire to create a new life as a young family. She doesn't say family, does she?
Sure.
Although we have preferred them to remain full-time working members of the royal family, we respect and understand their wish to live a more independent life as a family while remaining a valued part of my family. She says family a lot. I think she's supportive of them, is she?
Well, I mean, you'd have to be. You can't not be. Yeah.
Anyway, there's a story that kind of caught my eye the other day about Harry and Meghan.
Oh, yes. It's so good.
How are they going to survive financially?
Oh, no. How are they?
How could they make money after leaving the royal family?
People are worried that they're not going to be able to support themselves. Mm. That's hilarious. I think they're going to be fine. Mm. What are their options for raising money for themselves? Are they going to go on the dole?
Food stamps.
Yeah, maybe get a job in a cafe, go barista.
Yep.
Or, I tell you what would be the easy option, and I would watch it, is the sex tape. I mean, no, too far.
Have they got one?
Not, well, if they not need yet. One. Yeah, exactly. It worked for Kim Kardashian, so you never know. You know.
The Queen has said that Harry and Meghan have made it clear that they do not want to be reliant on public funds in their new lives. So they're really going to...
They're going to support themselves.
They're going to support themselves. Good on them.
Which most adults are capable of doing.
Uh-huh.
It's not like they're going to be forgotten about and no one's going to be interested in what they have to say.
Yep.
I just think it's great. I think it's really good. Harry, though, the party prince, he was the favourite of the public. So, they've lost a favourite. Nobody cares about the royal family now.
Mm.
What are they going to do? Nobody cares.
I've lost all interest since Fergie.
Yeah,
speaking of which, we've got the news headlines coming up at 7:30. Apparently there's going to be a toe-sucking story coming
up. Oh, no. Really?
Too soon?
It's way too soon.
Mm.
That's no good.
Just quickly, did you know that the British taxpayers spend $104 million on the royal family?
Wow. Mm. $104 million. Mm. Wow, that's a lot of dancing.
That's a lot of corgis.
It's a lot of... Oh, God, I love corgis. Yeah. They're so good. They're little wiggle butts. Love them to bits.
They wiggle their butts?
Mm-hmm. Do you reckon it's got anything to do with the whole Prince Andrew debacle?
Nah. I reckon Harry's just being supportive of his wife after what happened to Diana.
Yeah, and he's got a kid.
Jokes aside, I actually kind of like Harry. I kind of like Meghan too, but at the same time, I don't care.
I just think it's great. I just love to watch the
whole... I know we're talking about it, but I really don't care.
They're imploding upon themselves, and it's so good. Say my name.
Young Farmley. My friend that catches the Franks and Lines said she was getting handed, I want to say free croissants.
As
a way to, make up for, being delayed with the buses.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Yeah. Look, I'm not one to make fun of mispronunciations, unlike
what,
you.
What did I say?
Croissants.
Croissant.
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 We're going to get so much feedback from this.
I'm sure. We don't have to read out the text. You do know this.
I mean, they could say, what about some teppanyaki or something? Or
why not? Say my name.
I want to say croissants. Hey, Gabe.
Yes, Ben.
We're about to hit 7:30.
Yeah.
Do you know what that means?
Time for the news updates with James.
International Man of Mystery. Hi, James.
Good morning, Ben. Good morning, Gabe.
Morning.
Good morning. I'm James Montgomery with the Joy News headlines. And a story from a few days ago, but I think it's worthy of mention. In the UK, a 20-year-old man has been traumatised after being woken up in the middle of the night to find a burglar sucking his toes. I'm trying to be serious here. I'm trying not to laugh. Yes, the victim told the intruder that he didn't have any money, but according to the police report, the man responded that he didn't want cash. He just wanted to suck toes.
I don't know what to say.
Are you speechless, Ben?
Yeah.
Amazing.
No, you can't. No.
Well.
He doesn't even know where those feet have been. What?
Yeah, exactly. Oh, yuck. Anyway, a scuffle broke out and the suspect claimed he would pull a gun from his pants.
Okay, sorry.
It's getting better. Anyway, he actually grabbed his genital as to do so, but anyway.
Oh, wow.
So, hang on. You keep going, James. Yeah,
I think so. I think I better just go.
He's going to move on.
I'll quit while I'm ahead.
Oh, we're not moving on. Hang on. gun point to suck toes.
Yeah.
Mm. Wow.
Yeah.
Yes.
I mean, that's quite the demand, really.
Just pop it on your grinder. No need for violence. Oh. Just say toe sucker. You might want to have an anonymous profile, probably with a balaclava or something, or some really random image of like a, I was going to say a park, not a park, but like, nice grassy background or something,
Now, I guess we know what that third hole is for on the balaclava, though.
Yes, well, anyway, it didn't end quite so good for the poor victim, apart from the fact that he's had his toe sucked. The guy then went outside and smashed his windscreen in his car, so the poor guy couldn't win.
Oh, no.
I'm James Montgomery, and I guess I'll be back with more Joy News at 8.
Oh, you certainly will be. You just don't hear about these kinds of things. It's just like...
No.
Jenny wouldn't go on a date with me, and it's like, I hate Jenny. She wouldn't suck my toes. Like,
I'm wearing socks to bed from now on. This is not cool.
The only way that we can recover from that is to talk about the traffic.
Okay. All right. Okay, let's start by saying if there's anything we should know, if you see anything on the roads, maybe send us a text. Say my name.
Are you speechless, Ben?
Yeah.
Amazing.
We've had a text, haven't we?
Oh, we have. Yes. We have. It says, hi, Ben and Gabe. Oh, because we asked a call out, Eyes on the Road. It says, hi, Ben and Gabe. I'm just driving along past a park and I saw a group of corgis all having a lot of fun with their wiggle butts. I love corgi wiggle butts. Oh, my God, it's so cute. Little bob.
Is it like with their tail? And
well, they don't have a tail. So they overcompensate with their butts so that other dogs know that they're happy, even though it's really cute. Okay. I'll show you. I've got downloaded videos on my phone. I'll show you in a minute. Anyway, yep. It said, he said, the two of them just left the group. I think they want to make it on their own without public funding. Ah, independent doggos. It's great.
What's a great joke? Sorry. So,
it is. Wiggle butt. Bubble butt. Bubble, 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 bubble butt. Bubble butt. Bubble, bubble, bubble butt. Look, everybody should know that Ben is looking pretty cute here in the studio. If only this was TV, because you are looking fine.
Thank you.
Anyone want tickets to the gun show? We will be giving some away a little bit later because, Ben.
The gun show, did you just say? Yeah. We've just lost our music.
You're looking a little, it's distracting. I mean, even the music can't play right now because you're just doing a bit of a shimmy.
You keep bringing up my body, though. Yeah, like, my body's not an object.
It's not, but it's, I mean, it's in the public domain. You're sitting in front of me. You got it out. I don't know. You just look good.
Kind of flexing a bit, aren't I?
What are you doing later?
Gabe, I'm your radio co-host.
Did I become? Oh, you've changed positions to show me a little bit of side boob here. Okay, yeah, sorry, I don't know why
I'm
going to
call you Gabe Weinstein.
You have an absolutely breathtaking hiney. I mean, that thing's good. I want to be friends with it.
So. It was nice to hang out with you on the weekend.
Yeah, I got to meet your girlfriend.
Yeah, you did.
Hi, Nat.
Thank you for behaving yourself.
She's really lovely.
She is.
I really like her. Very pretty as well.
Why are you surprised?
What?
That she's lovely and pretty.
I don't know.
I'm a catch.
Mm. No, you are. Don't worry. Anyway, I guess things started flowing. Conversation started getting a little bit more loose.
Yes, it did.
I learned something that I wasn't aware of.
Oh, really? Okay.
I didn't realise there was such a thing as lesbian tops.
Oh, okay. Mm. Well, actually,
I didn't realise that was the thing.
Yeah,
like, obviously with gay men, you've got, you know, tops and bottoms.
Yeah, apparently it's
I'm aware
a thing.
That it is 6:55, but <It's> very... that's
yeah.
a thing.
Yeah, apparently it is.
Yeah.
Yep. There's a, sure.
Just, is that a thing between you and Nat? Is there a preference?
Yeah, I guess there is. I guess there is. I mean, sure, not all relationships would be, I guess. But yes, we are very proudly fitting into our roles. So, Okay. Yeah.
I'm not wanting to talk any more about this?
Well, not really. Mm. Not really. But sure, I'm happy to go where you want to go. I'm sure you've got somewhere that this is going to be.
I totally think I'm not cool finished on this, but we've got to get into Guy Sebastian.
Thanks, Guy. You're a lifesaver. I know it's weird to say it is. Can I get in your pants?
Oh, any time, babe.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. Reminiscing about
us in Vegas. You're back here with Ben and Gabe on Joy.
Great.
There's a man causing serious harm. Well, he actually is. It is a very serious issue.
Well, he's robbing banks.
There's a man robbing banks in North Carolina, but he's not just, you know, doing any normal get up.
No.
You know.
He's concealing his identity with, drum roll,
wigs. He's being called the bad wig bandit because his wigs are real bad that he's wearing.
Very bad.
I don't think they're that bad, but we'll get to that. The FBI is asking for the public's assistance in identifying a bank robber dubbed the bad wig bandit who has been targeting North Carolina banks starting last month. He's believed to have robbed 3 banks so far in the area starting last year. According to police, the first bank he robbed, he wore a blonde wig and high heels.
Yeah.
He followed this up with a red wig spilling out from beneath a hooded sweatshirt.
Yeah.
And then the same day, because he didn't have enough money, he hit up a third bank with a short black wig.
Yeah.
Now, you've got a picture of these wigs. You can go online and check them out.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think they're that bad. I think they're being a bit harsh on – like, is Michelle Visage the head of the police – you know, headquarters in North Carolina and, you know, saying, girl, these wigs are bad. You know, you got to get better wigs. I know you don't know who Michelle Visage is.
Yeah, I know. I'm good.
She's a judge on RuPaul's Drag Race.
Okay, cool.
But look, to paint a picture for anyone, basically, so we've got blonde wig, wig, black wig, red wig. Mm-hmm. The blonde wig is, I'm going to say, quite Barbara Streisand-esque.
Yes, it is, yes.
The black wig is very Whitney Houston.
It is.
Maybe circa early 2000s, like curly mop top.
Absolutely.
And then the red one is Rihanna, I would say. Yeah, I think this robber's got style.
I think if he's going to go for a look, he should go for the Whitney look because he looks pretty good as Whitney. But the thing is, I mean, he's trying to blend in. He could have done a bit of makeup or something.
Yeah,
I mean,
you think full drag maybe for this. Yeah,
but how is he hiding his identity? It's just he's hiding the identity of his hair. Mm. It's like maybe his hair said to him, mate, I want nothing to do with this. But you can see his face very clearly.
Yeah.
So how is that a good disguise?
I think he's putting a lot of effort into these wigs.
You think?
I don't like. I would think a bank robber wouldn't normally have much money, and they'd have crapper wigs. I think these look quite professional wigs.
Well, maybe
is this a Wigs by Vanity? Another reference you won't get. Yeah,
I know Vanity Fair. No.
Nah.
Okay, moving on.
Yeah, we'll move on. What would you wear if you robbed a bank? We don't encourage that, of course.
Well, firstly,
but just in the spirit of, you know, would you don a big get up?
I would cover my face.
Yes.
I mean, he should have put the wig over his face, perhaps. That's probably the best way to go. Look, I probably wouldn't borrow wigs off my partner because I'm assuming he's borrowed them off a friend. Imagine if you got home and his partner's waiting for him at the door, like, what have you been doing with my
wig? Or you think he's dating a drag queen or something?
Oh, just a lady.
I don't know. This seems like a real conscious decision. I reckon he's gone to a wig shop. He's like, right, I need the red one, the black one, and the blonde one. I want the Barbara, the Whitney, and the Rihanna.
Don't ask any questions. What would you
wear?
Can
I get that gun as well?
What would you wear if you were going to rob a bank?
Great question. I don't know, but the only thing I would say is, like, I'm really fussy when it comes to getting ready. Like, even when I go to the shops, it's like a real conscious decision.
Yeah.
I put too much effort in or I overthink what I wear.
Yeah.
And I feel like I'd, you know, try on 10 different balaclavas before I found the right one.
Exactly.
You know, I'd have like a breakdown. Like, oh, this balaclava makes me look too fat, you know? Yeah.
That's good. Hey, I really want to see that police lineup where they get a group of guys just to wear bad wigs.
Yeah.
How good would that be?
Yeah.
And they'll be able to finger the crim because he'll be the one doing sachets across the...
Well, yeah, CC Peniston's finally will be playing. How's this as a British accent? It's really bad, isn't it?
Pretty good.
Young Farmley. She doesn't say Farmley, does she?
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.